What's up, loved ones? Neighborhood Love Radio. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I'll be your selector for this evening, your selector and host. I come to you this Sunday, as I do every Sunday. We are the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com. Tonight, I got some great music for you from Baby Huey. I got the Lafayette Afro Rock Band. I got some Smooth Beans. And I also have the incomparable, the enigmatic Michael Jones in the chair as a guest this evening. What's up, man?
What's up, man?
And Michael Jones is a... We're going to attempt to quantify what kind of artist he is. He's definitely productive and positive. So thank you so much, Michael. And thank you, loved ones. Let's get it started.
Is that Noel with a roller skate? Noel's got roller skates.
Why you got roller skates on? We had a
disco. You don't notice the roller skates.
I guess I should have known.
dang, what the hell going on?
Bus People Express from Germany, if you could believe that or not. They're actually the band Poets of Rhythm from Germany. And next up, Baby Huey. Mighty, mighty.
Still say it though. There's 1,000 people out here watching me. Can you say mighty, mighty for me?
Mighty, mighty. Mighty, mighty.
I hear you, baby, yeah. Feeling kind of good now. That street where Lou Rawls said he was from.
Walgreens eating them turkey dinners and them dressings.
Y'all remember that? Them red beans and rice. Them red beans and rice and oxtail. Good God Almighty, Lord. I just want to get back to them again. Can everybody say mighty, mighty? I hear y'all children now.
Baby Huey and the Babysitters, Mighty Mighty. Kind of an interesting dude, man. Like, I forget where he's from originally, but he started to hit really big early in his life. He was a big, big fellow, like a big fat guy. And when he started to hit success, he took advantage of a lot of the negative things that come with it, you know? And anyway, a tragic death at 33 years old in the, back in the 70s, Baby Huey. Prior to that, we heard Bus People Express. As I mentioned, they're from Germany. That's actually a pseudonym. They're actually the Poets of Rhythm, and the Poets of Rhythm like to release a lot of different music under pseudonyms. And that would be one of them, the Bus People Express, with their tune Augusta, Georgia. That's available as a 7-inch from Daptone Records, if you want to look them up. Prior to that, the first song in the set was The Mighty Riders with Evil Vibrations from their one LP. As far as I know, they just have one LP back from the 70s, or 78, Help Us Spread the Message. You can find that on a variety of different websites and labels. I particularly got mine from Ubiquity Records. I'm here with Michael Jones. What's up, dude?
What up?
I've been trying to get this guy in the chair for a while. He's busy. Always grinding every single day, day in, day out. And so I got you here. What do you got to say for yourself?
Finally, happy to be here, man. And I really appreciate it. Man, what's been new with you? It feels like it's been ages since I've seen you.
Yeah, for sure. Like it's been at least a year or so. You're a lot more buff, a lot bigger than last time I saw you.
I'm trying to
work out,
a little
bit more,
man.
Ink.
Thanks for noticing, because I was almost done with working out. Didn't see the results.
Loved ones, Michael Jones is a contemporary artist. Different medias, paint. But, you know, he'll mess around with some other mediums and stuff. You do art every single day. Would that be accurate?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What'd you do today? Let me put it that way.
Today I was working on this lottery astronaut painting. It's about, say, 2 feet by 2 feet. Mm-hmm. And then I was working on a rose. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a rose stencil with a little poem inside of it. And I was working on one more thing. I can't remember. Oh, the Dream Bigger, the huge 7-footer that I've been trying to bust out. Taking forever, but hopefully get it done.
That's cool. And I noticed you like to use, now you don't use a lot of figures. Like you'll do the occasional portrait or something like that. But who's that guy? Chuck Yeager?
Chuck Yeager.
He seems to come in a lot. What's the identity there?
The backstory behind that is my mom was in the Air Force for 20 years. So that kind of surrounded me. And that's what I saw every day as a kid growing up.
Meaning
so
what?
I was always fascinated with pilots and in aerospace.
Where?
You know what I mean? Where?
You said your mom was in there?
No, she was in the Air Force.
Oh, she was in the Air Force. All right.
She was in the Air Force.
Oh, cool.
So I was surrounded by it every day. And then I just applied it to my art.
Those were your early heroes. And
yes. Chuck Yeager's. I had an opportunity to meet him like 3 times. And he was a pretty cool dude to me.
Some people think
he's kind of an asshole. But, you know, it's not here.
It's okay. This is the internet. You could curse if you want.
Oh, I can? I can just act a mug, huh?
Yeah. That's interesting, yeah, because I see that theme come up a lot, which is kind of interesting because there's a lot of juxtaposition between more like more abstract or emotional works, you know, more a lot of fluid movement and jagged, not necessarily always fluid, but sometimes jagged as well. Is there a specific tie in there?
For not so much. I like to mix it up with doing like kind of figures that are positive to me. Mm-hmm. And with my abstract, I base that on how I feel like on that day when I'm painting it and when I step to the canvas. Like nothing's ever premeditated. So just when I go to the canvas, I just rock out and just let all those emotions out on the canvas.
You listen to music while you do your thing?
Always, always.
Like what do you got going on usually?
Right now?
Or lately?
Mac Miller, I've been on him for like at least 2 years. So I remember the previous show that we had did before, I had one song, Best Day Ever, by him on there.
I remember.
So
that.
I just got more into him and more into him, and he kind of inspires me.
How so?
A lot of the messages that he is talking about kind of applies to what I'm trying to do. You know, inspire the world and just kick out that positivity. This world is like negative enough, so I add to it.
Okay. So. And if you were a musician, do you think it would come out kind of like what he does?
Yes, similar.
Sure. Right.
Not so much rap, because my voice, I don't know how it would sound rapping, but maybe like a piano or something like that. Mm-hmm. Some nice little tunes.
Other than being a painter, what other creative trade, expression, what have you, would you like to do?
Mainly, I like to hang out with my kids and act goofy with them, you know, let them piggyback on me and wrestle them around, you know. Usually when I'm not painting, I try and spend time with them or with my family. So that's important to me, especially since they're getting older into that age, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Start to discover things a little bit more.
What other type of art venture would you like to do other than what you've accomplished already?
Man, that's a hard question to really ask.
Yeah.
Because I've been making my list, my bucket list, and marking it off. And right now, I don't even know what's next. I've just been enjoying the ride.
So. No kidding. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I would, you know, I'm actually envious of that because I make too many plans. You know what I mean? And I just don't get to them all. I wouldn't even say I get to 75% of them, you know.
Yeah.
I would love just to be in the moment, and I'm pretty envious about that. And I feel like that's a better way to be. Loved ones, by the way, if you wanted to check out like some of the works that we're talking about, you could probably the best place to go is a Facebook page. Michael Jones has a Facebook page called Abstract Art by Michael Jones. So that would be facebook.com/abstractart by Michael Jones. And it's spelled, you know, in common spelling, Michael Jones.
Mike Jones.
And you got, what do you got coming up as far as a show? I think you're doing, aren't you doing some sort of large public wall at a Valencia mall?
I can't leak too many details at the moment, but it's in the works. It's going to be probably mid of September that the wall is going to be organized and established at the Town Center Westfield Mall in Valencia.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is just kind of a memory for, I don't not even say a memory, a memorabilia for veterans to, you know, represent them and Yeah. Give them the credit that they deserve because they fought for this country at one time. They shouldn't be just discarded, you know? I mean, just because they're not in sight doesn't mean you can't really focus on what they did for us and what they did for the future generation. So that's something that I took a liking to doing and something that I wanted to do. So I got right into it, and I'm glad it's an opportunity that I can uphold.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh.
Very big credit.
Yeah, so. And that's going to be, at some point, that's going to be, I think, we don't have a date nailed down, but I don't know, it's going to be like mid-September, I think, at Westfield Town Center in Valencia.
And also, too, I have a gallery in Wynwood that represents me, too, if you want to check out them. The URL is www.theartplacewynwood.com.
The art place, Wynwood?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Where is Wynwood?
It's in Miami.
Okay.
Technically, they call it Wynwood, but I mean, it's 305. Hopefully, I don't offend anybody with that.
No problem. Excellent. And being that you're in the moment as far as creativity goes, what would you like to, goal-wise, you know, not being too specific, but goal-wise, what do you have to do in the next 3 months?
I just want to just inspire people to do better for themselves. That's kind of how the whole Dream Bigger movement came about. Giving something, putting something out there for people to really look at and think about it, like Dream Bigger. I mean, those words are pretty powerful if you really think about them.
And that's kind of your tagline at this point, right? That's what you're known for?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Do you own Dream Bigger?
Not yet, but we're in the process of owning it, though. We have to own it. Yeah. We have to own it, man.
Yeah, but I mean that's your thing. That's your riff. Yeah, for sure.
And actually, last week I tried to get it trademarked, and I'm in the process of trying to do that. So we'll see.
Excellent. Hey, you want to stick around for a little bit? I want to hear some more music, and I want to come back and talk to you a little bit more too. Is that cool?
Of course, brother. Yeah.
I got some music queued up coming up here. New artist. Not really anything solid out. Just been on a couple collections. New reggae artist called Black MI. He's backed. Like I said, there's nothing really. There's only a couple songs to find, but he is backed by Damian Jr. Gong Marley right now. So that for sure means there's some stuff coming up around the bend. The artist is called Black MI. Samson Strength is the name of the tune on the collection Setup Shop by Ghetto Youth International Presents. Ghetto Youth Records. That's out earlier this year. Check it out.
Need no builder. I'm a Gideon, I rise, I'm more to build that. Whoa, when crime I rise up like a polka dot. See those innocent body, them so polka got Lord. Some so strength, man, need no builder. I'm a Gideon, I rise, I'm more to build that. Whoa, when crime I rise up like a polka dot. See those innocent body, them so polka got. Matty a ball, see ya say why. Hit man get a call, I'm a row fly high. Resistance a bit tall, but I want no drive-by. And scan the feet, white squad, put on the boom bike. Human get a like a leopard, who will always keep it fat. Eat it now with hot melt in the cool that we've got. Tension and chance of despair, I've seen a lot. Who that triumph over evil, just to hold it to them chat, yo. Some so strength, yo, me double that. I'm a Gideon, I rise, I'm more to build that. Whoa, when crime I rise up like a polka dot. See those innocent body, them so polka got Lord. Some so strength, man, me double that. I'm a Gideon, I rise, I'm more to build that. Whoa, when crime I rise up like a polka dot. See those innocent bodies, them so polka got. Contaminated, you know they feel. Let's rid oneself from pollution. Get the notion and be real. Make it as a resolution, mass destruction realize. There's no need for these devices. Natural disaster killers, but hungry still a customized. Survival gets so critical. No love when it's an integral. Evolution man gets tactical. War theory and practical. Dispute paper, my man, and suit. Since Rasta stands resolute, now
can't execute. Tell them some strength man need no build up. I'ma give the young a rise and more to build that. Whoa, when time a rise up like a polka dot. Need those innocent bodies, them so polka dot, Lord. Some strength man need no build up. I'ma give the young a rise and more to build that. Whoa, when time a rise up like a polka dot. See those innocent bodies, them so polka dot. Eagle and the dark, you better watch where you are walk. In a file down, them a prep it, rather rest them bad mind. Traverse, but know how you a step it. Look out, feel and mind. But stealing and them willing, tell them put the war aside. The rap to Libya, it spread, reach far and wide. Plastic matters, no decide, and let's avoid the genocide. Killers were suicide, so get that shot by your side. Tell them, some self strength, man, we double that. I'ma give the young a rise and more to build that. Whoa, when time a rise up like a polka dot. He don't see no sense for the depths of polka dot, Lord. Some strength man, we don't build that. I'ma give the young a rise and more to build that. Whoa, when time a rise up like a polka dot. He don't see no sense for the depths of polka dot.
Strictly sense to me now. Yeah. No busher. Strictly calling me. Now in the rasta man need. Yeah. I think about what you say.
We have to put the sense to me.
Burn it.
We have to smoke the indica.
You conscious to the palm of saying.
Put the sense to me.
Burn it.
We have to smoke
come, say bring the sensei come, and me say bring the chalice pipe, and make we smoke it till he burn. Run come, say bring the cali come, and me say smoke the cali weed until the jaja come. Me say strictly sensei me now we no want no come. I man is a rasta, me no deal with pork. Strictly sensei me now me no want no come. I man is a rasta, man me don't have pork. And me say run come, say bring the cali come, say bring the sensei me now make we smoke it till the burn come. Say bring the cali come, bring the cali come, make we have some fun. And conscious in Palmer says,
I'm in the one them burn down me plantation.
Yeah, you know,
it's the ice spray. Give me a
break. Can me say Babylon I come and me say Rasta now run. Babylon a come and me say Rasta na run. Soldier man a come and me say Rasta na run. Load the Rasta man a make him smoke him Cali bud. Load the Rasta man a make him smoke him Cali bud. And me say strictly sense me now we no wanna come. I man is a Rasta man but don't eat pork. Strictly sense me now we no wanna come. I man is a Rasta man but don't have no pork. Me say run come. Say bring the cali come, cause strictly sense it me that make we smoke it till the barang 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 run come. Say bring the chalice come, brrrr, burn the chalice pipe until the jaja come. We don't want no informer, bro. Can we say load it, me say farmer, brrrr, can we don't want no informer. I man say can we say load the farmer, yeah.
We have to run from get to bird, but we not give up.
Yeah, you know,
we have to smoke.
Blaze up the chalwa, yeah, brrr. Blaze up the chalwa, brrr. Give thanks and praise unto Jaja. Bang, drilling, bang, bang, bang. Blaze up the chalwa, brrr. Come, he said, chant to scripture. I man said, come, he said, run, come. Brr, bring the sense, he come. Brr, strictly call the weed, and me say, have some fun. Brr, run, come. Lay down your knife and your gun. Say, smoke your call the weed, and make we have some.
Frank and Joe and Trista Palmer. Next up is Bank Robber by Smooth Beans. Clash cover from the Clash Go Jamaican record. Only available on vinyl from Spanish record label Golden Singles. No MP3s yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, The Clash Goes Jamaican is the name of the record. And like I say, you can't really find it to download anywhere that I know of, but vinyl is available by a Spanish record label called Golden Singles Records. And by the way, their website is in Spanish. Prior to that, we heard Rankin Joe and Trista Palmer bring the Sensi Come from the Foundation Come Again record. Great, great album out earlier this year. To be good in the set was Black MI, an artist probably, my guess is we're going to be hearing quite a bit more from that guy. And Samson Strength from the Setup Shop Volume 1, Ghetto Youth International Presents record. What's up, Michael? So I'm still a little bit foggy, man, because I went up to go see my grandma today, and there's this Irish restaurant bar, and I had myself a full plate of bangers and mash with the Heinz beans and the brown HP sauce and all that stuff. And man, it was a rough drive home.
Man, that sounds...
it was so heavy and so good. I hadn't eaten at all, like, until I got that lunch. You know?
How did you even drive?
It was like a little rough. It's yeah. Like, I was afraid I would be picked out for being a drunk driver, you know?
You ready for Click Part 2, autopilot.
Sure. You guys are from Lancaster, is that right?
Yes, sir.
What do you got as far as eats up there? What are some of your favorite spots?
There's a Mandarin restaurant called Great Wall. It's one of the favorites for us out there.
What's your dish of choice there?
Almond chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to be the catch and funny part. Almond chicken with no almonds, no vegetables, just chicken and mushrooms.
Okay, yeah.
It's kind of like, would you order almond chicken when you don't even want half the stuff on there? I'm difficult like that, though.
But. Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, Chinese chicken salad for me. Leave those fucking little oranges off. Like, I don't. They're just in the way.
Yeah, I don't like all that crunchy stuff. And I can't have fruit in my food. Like, that salty and then sweet, I can't do it.
Yeah, I don't know why they put fruit on a pizza. I don't get that.
I don't know. My daughters love that stuff. I'm like, teach their own, I guess.
Yeah, well... When they mature, I'm sure their taste will mature. And are you a cook as well?
How are you
at the barbecue or the kitchen or whatever?
Some might say I'm a cook. I mean, I try. I'm not the best, but I can hold my own.
Yeah, some might say that.
Yeah.
Who? Can we call him up right now?
We got one right here.
Yeah, okay.
She loves the fried pork chops. That's for sure.
Fried pork chops.
Then I made some potatoes yesterday. Sounds corny, but they're like the ones that you cut up in season. Killed it, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Killed it.
Yeah, I try to stay pretty simple on my cooking, like barbecue and stuff. I like to let the sort of the taste like develop themselves, and I'll do a little bit of seasoning or whatever, but for the most part, man, I mean, you really don't need a whole lot more than like salt, pepper, and butter, you know?
Yeah, I try and stay away from that kind of stuff. So pepper and salt. Like, she adds salt and pepper to food that's already seasoned. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like I said, teach their own. Everybody has different tastes and stuff like that, what they like.
What's the scene like in Lancaster? I know, give me some of the artists, other artists from up there as well.
We have Luis Folletto, Edwin Vasquez, Dennis Calaba, Sal Vasquez, Sergio Hernandez. Man, I can go on and on and on. But those are kind of like the main people that are in my inner circle and I kind of deal with.
Yeah, for sure. Would you say that there's a bit of solidarity?
In a way, yes.
I actually met you at a Luis Folletto show.
Yeah, you did.
That one in Reseda.
Yes.
Yeah, what a great location that was.
That was awesome. The size was just amazing, too. Like, was it 40-foot walls? Or no, it was 20-foot walls, wasn't
it? Yeah.
So
that's just so much space. And and that's what I like, because that's kind of my beef with a lot of group shows, is they try to cram so much shit in there. Like, it's distracting. There's, like, no flow whatsoever. So that was the perfect amount of space that everybody kind of got their... Everyone got their say artistically, you know? But it wasn't so spread out that it got a little boring.
Yeah, Luis Folletto knows how to put on some good shows, for sure.
Like, and the music was good, too.
Yeah.
I'm tired of these shitty-ass DJs playing this shitty-ass music at these shows,
The dubstep just super loud.
Yeah, and it's just... I don't know who... Here's my take on it, all right? Here's my opinion on it. Somewhere back in times, a group of people decided that this shitty electronic music, and they, whatever they call it, you know, today, tomorrow, yesterday, you know, it's all just the same beats and stuff like that. And somebody said that this is the sound of a good time. They think that that's the sound of a party and a good time. And so there's going to be a bunch of people that, mostly dumb people,
yeah,
that they think that that's what the sound of a party is. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, and they perk up and stuff like that. Meanwhile, you know, I'm sitting there and I got the I got Stevie Wonder singles, you know, sitting in the trunk of my car or whatever. And that to me is party music, you know.
Well, that's music that had meaning, though, you know. I mean, half of the stuff that you hear today is, man, I can't even make sense of half of it. Cars, jewelry, bling. I mean, it's nice, but, I mean, is that all?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just my theory is this, that it's not like they're all super into it. Like I might be into Stevie Wonder, or so-and-so might be into Slayer or whatever. I think it's an Emperor Wears No Clothes thing. You know, I think it's just suggestive of a party to them, and so that's what they like about it. You know, they don't. You know, to me, I like to listen to the music. I like to hum the tune. You know, and all that.
Very true. And just music is, man. I hope it gets better. Mm-hmm. It's just, I love dubstep to a certain extent, but I mean, it's just too much when everything's electronic. It's like, there's no realness in music.
Well, if you listen to like a lot of like cheesy commercials or weather reports or traffic reports, you hear what was considered electronic avant-garde like 10, 12 years ago. That's what dubstep is. It's empty background music. And in 10 or 12 years, you're going to be hearing that behind the weather reports.
We have been warned.
It's here. Anyway, so tell me a little bit about you said you got part ownership in a gallery out in Germany, right?
Yeah, my dad, he got a house and there just happens to be a gallery in front of it. So he turned it into, it's called Brothers Finest Art Gallery. And he said, oh, we're going to do some stuff and have a fellow artist named Philip Davad, which is, he's pretty well known in Germany. And he's going to be doing part of the show this weekend, actually, because this opening is going to be tomorrow, which is, I think it's already open because they're 9 hours ahead. So,
okay.
No, actually, they're not. It's dumb math, huh? But it'll be open tomorrow. Yeah, only in Germany. Like, it'll be opening tomorrow, I think around 6 p.m.
Okay.
So Philip Davad will be showing, and then my dad will have some portraits up because he's a photographer as well. And then hopefully I can get in there in the mix sometime soon as well.
And what's he, is your father German?
No, he's American.
Is it military?
After my parents divorced, he stayed over there and just ended up living over there. And he does public relations for the military, Air Force.
So. Excellent, yeah. And that's in Ramstein, Germany, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you haven't had a chance to visit the location just yet?
Not yet, but I have visited Germany. It's an awesome town.
Really? Okay. And what part? You visited that part?
Yeah, I actually used to live there in Zweibrücken, which is about 45 minutes away from Ramstein.
Mm-hmm.
And then that base shut down, so we moved to Oklahoma, mm-hmm. and then Oklahoma to California.
Yeah, I've heard... I've heard like black dudes like over there, it's just like super exotic.
It's like being David Beckham over there.
Yeah.
Or David Beckham over there. Like it's nuts. Mm. You're not supposed to say that, black dude. He's like, whatever.
What's the proper, what should I say?
You gotta say, don't make me say that. That's why she turned her head. She's like, be careful on your words.
Yeah. Dark green. We used to call him in the military. We used to call dark green.
For real?
Yeah, because we were all green.
Oh, all right. You know?
No, I don't know. It's a general term. I don't really know. I mean, somebody could be Dominican. Somebody can be from, you know, their lineage can be from Nigeria. I don't know. It's just a general term, black dude.
That's what I said. Yeah. I was just giving you a hard time. That's my job.
Because you can give a white dude a hard time on that stuff. Because. We can't say anything about it.
Make you sweat a little bit, like Paula Deen.
Oh, man. But, man, talk about the food. That's what I would love. I've never been in Germany, but I would love to go back and eat in Germany.
It's awesome. I want to go to Japan and try some of that sushi. I want to see what the buzz is about, man.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, check this out. This is the Harlem Youth Percussion Group. Haryu Percussion Group. Welcome to the Party is the name of the tune. Some 60s New York Latin soul. Check it out, Love Notes. We'll be right back.
There's a lot going on. Sounds travel down a bloodline. Spirits live through the song. Get by talking broken language. Step right down in the subway. Tongue tied, words that aren't unspoken. That love. On the eight strings, feel it breathing from the drums. Sounds travel down a bloodline. Spirits live through the songs. It's
appeased, my unflinching nerve.
Wusa. Good luck trying to find too much by this guy. I'm only aware of a couple songs online off of his Bandcamp site. But definitely, definitely worth checking out. And rumor has it that he's supposed to have an LP up sometime soon. Filippo Wusa from, he's Danish. The drum, he played all the instruments on that tune, except for the drums, which were by Francis, a dude named Francis Osi, and I love the drums on there. Good fat live drums. Michael, thanks so much for coming, man.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure, sir.
Once again, loved ones, you can check out Michael's work at facebook.com/abstractartbymichaeljones. Abstract Art by Michael Jones. Be on the lookout for that big-ass wall over there at the Westfield Town Center in Valencia. And if we got any loved ones out in Germany, check out the Brothers Finest Gallery in Ramstein. Yeah. And loved ones, as always, you can check out the website, neighborhood-love.com, and you can see the latest in interviews, graffiti pics, neighborhood hotspots. Me personally, yours truly, has got something, going to be doing some write-ups this week about some neighborhood places to eat. You know, empanadas, burgers, and the such. That's at neighborhood-love.com. And we're going to wrap up the show. Thank you so much, loved ones. Jeremy the Hammer Hansen over there in the booth, thank you. And we'll see you next week.
W from the wall to the door. What you wanna do? Do you want some hardcore? Do you like it raw? South Olive, downtown LA. Skid Row Studios, motherfucker.
This is Melvin Ishmael Johnson inviting you to listen to the Cold Rhyme Report Monday at 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time at www.skidrowstudios.com. We discuss issues that's relevant to the Skid Row and downtown community. Tune in and check us out.
Hey, it's Thursday night, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You done wasted your whole life already. You got nothing to aspire to. What else is another hour gonna take away from you? Tune in Thursday night, 9 p.m. Nestorius Public Radio. I'm Nestor Rodriguez.
This is Simon Kaufman with Nestorius Public Radio on SkidRowStudios.com. We're huge, bro. We're blowing up. We got a Facebook fan page, dude. Check it out, yo.
Nestorius Public Radio. Thursday nights, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Go to iTunes. You know what to do. Look up podcasts. Look up Nestorius Public Radio. Subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Just do it.
We're going to have our own video game soon, bro. It's huge. It's blowing up. We're trending. iTunes, new and noteworthy.
That's right. Busting it out.